MZTV.
Well, it's not good for a man to be alone, is it? Boy, that is definitely true of me. That's what God said about the first man. It's not good for him to be alone. And I'm terrible alone. I was meant to be married. I can't even have a chance of being happy unless I'm married. As you know, I was married for 26 years. I've had two extremes, 26 years and then 15 months. And let me tell you something. Almost all the pain in my life, well, it's had to do with rejection of people close to me. Let's put it that way. Whether you're married to them or otherwise. But that's what this life's all about. And yet, when you can, you seek out happiness. And I want to be with someone that I love. And I found somebody that I love. And I've been wearing this wedding ring. And I thank all of you for not being too nosy. Because, you know, in the past, I've shared everything about my private life. And, you know, I mean, I like being transparent, and I am transparent. This was a case of just withholding information. It's like, well, what am I going to tell them? I'm going to tell them. But maybe I just won't say anything, because what's this channel about? Is it about my life? No, not really. I mean, I'm a product of my life and the way I present things, how I am. The reason you like me is because of everything God put me through in life. And for a while, I thought, I'm just not going to say anything because it's the truth. People are here for the scriptures. It's not necessary to talk about my private life like I used to do in the past, because things didn't work out so well. And then, you know, it was the messy job of explaining it. But here I am, and I am going to let it rip because you're my friends. And you know this person anyway. You've met this person before. I've known Maria Panduro since 2016, the spring. I moved to Florida in January 10th, 2016. And that spring, it was just a couple months late. 3 months later, there was a barbecue. And my landlady, Juliana, invited me to go to this barbecue up in... it's near Delray, Deerfield Beach. Yeah, that's what it was. And I didn't want to go. Let me tell you something. When I moved to Florida, I got a social life like I never had before in my life. I was a geek in high school. Well, I was an athlete too, but I was more of a geek. I never hung out with the cool people, and I didn't go out much at all. I mean, me and my two friends, we went out bowling, and we played Pac-Man at the... It's just, we did stupid stuff. We sat around and talked. I never drank, never smoked. I was really just a, and I didn't screw around either. I mean, the first time I ever had sex was with my wife. So, I mean, I'm just that kind of a guy. So, anyway, when I came here, Juliana has like 25 cousins and aunts and uncles, and I got hooked into a social network like I'd never experienced before. And it was great for a while, for about a year. I never said no to anything. I went here and I went there and I went to parties and it was wild. And after that, I had to stop. It's not me. It's really not me. And so I enjoyed it somewhat for a little while. I got to taste the other side of life, you know, and live a way I never lived before. Not that I ever did anything illegal or took any crazy drugs or anything like that. Staying up after 11 o'clock is what I'm talking about, that kind of thing. You know, having more than one drink and just hanging out and dancing. And this was a life. So it was at this time that I still almost said no to going out to this barbecue, but I said yes. And one of Juliana's best friends' name is Giselle, and she has a cousin named Maria, who I met at this barbecue. Let's just say I went to this barbecue and there's this like beautiful woman. And she thought that I had to be married at least to one. I came up with two women. I came up with Giselle and Juliana. So when Maria first saw me, she said, this guy must be married to one of these two. And we got to talking a little bit. I struck up a conversation with her because, you know, a beautiful woman, and she seemed really genuine. And spoiler alert, she is. She is. And she was laughing and having fun, and I thought, oh, this is not one of those stuck-up beautiful people. This is a really funny, natural, nice person. And I started talking to her. Yeah, all those things. Funny, natural, nice. And turns out, she ended up asking me, so which one are you married to? I'm not married. Oh, you're not married. So, eyebrows went up a little bit. Now, the situation was this. I had 2 glasses of wine. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to get to that later. So her brother-in-law, you see, she was in Florida because her sister lives in Florida. And at the time, she lived in Peru. I didn't know that, but she was introduced to me by her brother-in-law. This is the Queen of Peru. That's how she was introduced to me. This is the Queen of Peru. Oh, the Queen of Peru. I bowed down and kissed the ring. And so that's amazing. Queen of Peru. Everybody had a good laugh. The wine was flowing. Not ridiculously, but, you know, I had had a glass and a half. This is what I'm talking about. You know, this is extravagant for me. So I had a glass and a half of wine. It took 2 glasses and a half and another hour for me to work up the nerve to talk to her. And then an extra half glass to top off that third glass to ask her out. Because at this stage of my life, I'm like, I'm definitely a forward person at this time. Earlier in my life, very scared. I'd call up girls and then hang up the phone before they answered, try to call them 5 times. I can't do it. But when you're my age and you've had a few glasses of wine, you get, what the heck? You just go for it. Just, hey, baby. No, I said, I'd just like to go to, I'd love to take you to dinner to the Rusty Pelican down in Key Biscayne. What do you think? Well, to my great advantage, she had also had 2 glasses of wine. I think 2 at the time. And so she said, yes. I'm like, oh, I can't believe this is happening. Well, and then we went to the beach then. This outdoor barbecue was near the beach at what beach did I say that was? Deerfield Beach. Yeah, so we went out on the sand. And this is the first photo of Maria and me together. And like I say, she loved to laugh. She's so funny. But what was really funny is that evening, we were at the apartment of Giselle's, another cousin of Giselle. I mean, I can't keep track of all these people. They're all related somehow. Or they're friends of relatives, which is even more confusing. I don't know which is this a friend or is this a relative? It's come to not matter to me. I just, you know, enjoy the frivolity and genuinely great people. I know so many Peruvians and they are genuinely great people. Very generous, very funny, very kind, very humble. Peruvians are just the best people besides Americans. No, they're better than Americans. They're better than Americans, actually, because they're humbler, because they're not from America. There's a certain arrogance you have, and you can't help it when you live in the United States of America. And there's a certain arrogance that the Latin people do not have because they're not from the United States of America. And I love that. They think that we're, some of them, just it's a subconscious thing, I think. Some of them think that we're better than them. We're not. But the fact that they think that, oh, America, you're from the United States, they think you're great. But, of course, we know that that's not true. But I find that most of the Peruvians are very happily humble in the best possible sense. They're not shy or anything. No, not the last thing from shy. They just have an evenness. They just have this non-irritating air that you sometimes find in Americans. So anyway, I asked her out. She said yes. Here's a picture of our first date. Oh, but before I show you the picture of the first date, that was a close one, wasn't it? That was a close one. We went to the apartment of a relative there. When we're up in the top floor, and we're looking over the ocean. It's very, very, very beautiful. There's a full moon out. Very beautiful. And there was some music playing, and Rocket Man came on. Of course, Rocket Man by Elton John. Who knows the lyrics of Rocket Man? So, and she, we were both singing. She and I was really, you know, wherever she is, that's where I wanted to be. So we're both singing Rocket Man at the top of our lungs. Neither of us know the lyrics. Rocket Man, running on the sand. And she is not letting the fact that she doesn't know the lyrics stop her. And I love that. And many songs like that. That was the one that really sticks out in my mind. That really became our song. And she sang it with gusto and didn't care about the lyrics. And every song that followed, sang it with gusto, didn't know the lyrics, didn't care. I thought that was very disarming, very funny, very endearing. And so, yes, we went out. Here's the picture of us on our first date. We went down to Miami and took her to an art museum, and then we went out to dinner, and it was great. But the thing was, she had to go back to Peru. Peru, oh my God, Peru. Well, I really liked this girl. And so I wanted to come visit her in Peru. And did you know that it is less expensive to fly from this area of the country to Peru? If you play your cards right, you can get a round trip to Lima from Miami for like $300-something. So it's more expensive to fly to the West Coast. And she was quite impressed when I visited her there. So anyway, as the years go by, my, of course, greatest hesitation is we don't share the same spiritual disposition. So, but as I... And that always stopped me from going further. I don't share the same spiritual disposition. Don't have the same mind toward those things. That was, of course, that's very important to me. The years go by, we date other people. Because I kept, I was the one that kept saying, you know, I need to be someone who shares my spiritual disposition. So the years go by, we date other people, swing and a miss, swing and a miss, swing and a miss. We're always friends. We stay friends throughout. And in fact, we made three little films together. We were on and off, in one of the on periods, we would make little movies together. And this is why I say you've seen her. Do you remember the little film Crazy Nuns? Yeah, I wrote a script and I talked her into doing this thing, this little bit, Crazy Nuns. And then we did another one called Shampoo Jealousy. And she was just great in those because she's so funny. And even when she like screws up the script, it's hilarious. And then we did the one maybe many of you are familiar with called Quiet Park. These are all based on true stories. She was raised by, she was schooled by crazy nuns. And she once, well, anyway, I won't tell you the true story behind Shampoo Jealousy, but the true story behind Quiet Park is that we were driving past the cemetery one day, and she's used to cemeteries that are, you know, all the stones are upright. This was like a memorial park, a recessed cemetery. There's no headstones per se. And she goes, oh, look at that park. It looks so quiet. There's nobody there. Why is, in Lima, we have kids playing, and they're always playing soccer and everything. Why is it so quiet? I said, she goes, there's nobody there. I said, oh, no, there's lots of people there. Where? I don't see anybody. I strung her along for a while and finally said, baby, it's a cemetery. So that was so funny. We laughed at that, and we made a little film called Quiet Park. I'm going to link these three movies to you down here. So the big question is, why did I marry a person who doesn't share my spiritual disposition? Well, because I look back at my life and I am terrible at picking believers. Terrible. It's the old feigned belief thing. I'm not going to go into details, but I just suck at choosing believers. And I got to the point in my life where God wasn't delivering a person of my spiritual disposition to me. He just wasn't. And I would pray him and I would ask him. I even went on my show one time. And I said, hey, I'm an eligible bachelor. One person responded to that, but it didn't go anywhere. Swing and a miss. Again, swing and a miss. Can you believe it? An eligible bachelor like me? Incredible. It was a God thing. A complete God thing. So I thought, you know, I want to be with somebody I love. And I want to share life with someone because being alone is such a sad, sad thing for me. If you can get along without somebody of the opposite sex, good for you. I know being with a member of the opposite sex is full of problems. I know. But for me, not being with a member of the opposite sex is full of more problems. And this has something to do with sex, but not really, because it's about companionship. It's about sharing experiences and going through life. I swear to God, that is what it is about for me. It's just, it's the companionship. And the only way I could be with Maria is for us to be legally joined by the state of Florida. That was the only way. But see, I despise, as you know, I despise any legal, any insinuation of the state into these types of things. I despise it. And I told myself I would never, ever do it again. And I explained this to Maria. I said, I really want to be with you. I'm okay now with the fact that you and I are not of the same spiritual disposition, because this is why, ladies and gentlemen, this is why. Maria's opinion of God was totally wrecked by the Catholic Church, the crazy nuns. They wrecked her opinion of God and never been able to recover it. And so she hates organized religion. Hey, who else hates organized religion? Hey, who pummels organized religion for a living? This guy. Could you imagine me, could you for a second imagine me being with a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a Catholic? This woman that I am married to, and we did this state thing in November of 2022, so it'll be 3 years this November. This woman is the greatest promoter of my work I've ever had. Wherever we go, she brings out my books. She tells people all about them. My husband has written these important books about God. It's a very important topic. You need this. The church is not the answer, and she knows the church is not the answer. She's not real concerned about what the answer is, but she knows what's not the answer. And so, good enough for me. It's a God thing. But I told her, I said, this thing I'm going to do, this legal thing, has nothing to do with my love for you. This thing, it's not what this is. This is two people who love one another, who are dedicated to one another, loyal to one another, faithful to one another, who want to go through life together. I'll tell you, this woman cares for me. She loves me because she has that motherly instinct. Why? Because she is a mother of a beautiful son named Sebastian. And I love this kid. And her mother is terrific. I love her mother. Her mother loves me. The woman doesn't speak a word of English. I don't speak any Spanish. I don't plan on ever speaking Spanish. People are so disappointed in me, her relatives. Why don't you speak Spanish? Because I hate it. And so she has that motherly instinct. And she loves me and she mothers me too. And I know you would like that for me. And I like that for me. And so she's helping me go through this thing, and she's absolutely great. And I call her the Latina Lucy because she's funny, and we laugh all the time. I never laughed before. I don't laugh much. You heard me crack up on the show the other day. I was laughing at some irony, but I don't laugh much. But with her, she's just funny, self-deprecating, smart, really smart. And, you know, I just told God, I said, okay, this is your show. So he said, this is my show. Go for it, kid. So the state thing was, again, because it's the only way we could be together. You see, because we are from different countries. You know, and 1 Corinthians 7, Paul sets out these ideals. He says it's ideal not to touch a woman, but they're so attracted to each other. And so Paul says, if you can't be alone, then marry. It's better to marry than to burn. What Paul, the immediate context there, it's better to marry than to burn to be married. And so I was burning to be married. I say I was born to be married. My dad was married to my mom for over 50 years. They were just married, 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 and I was married, married, married for 26 years. It's like, it's the life for me. I'm sorry. I know it's a lot of trouble, but it's worse trouble the other way. I already said it, but it's so important because it's the only way this is going to make sense to anybody. Not that it has to make sense to you, but I mean, it helps if it makes sense to you. Oh, and we do this, we're starting to do this show with this monkey. We got this monkey named Bobo. And we do this comedy routine with Bobo, and we're making little movies that we're going to hope to put on TikTok and things like that for kids. And we do little skits for my grandkids. She loves my grandkids. She loves my kids. I love her family. Her family's great, and she thinks my family's great. I mean, it's great. I dedicated all of this to God. I dedicate everything to God. I tell you this really to let you know that I am being taken care of. I'm not alone. And I thought it was important for you, because of this medical situation, to let you know that I do have a loving person with me who takes good care of me. And I do the same to her, for her, of course. I mean, it's a mutual thing. I love having another person to take care of. I need another person to take care of. I want another person to take care of. And she adores my work. She's so proud of my work. She shows people the studio with the lights and everything. She brings out my books and tells everybody about all my books. I'm telling you, she promotes the hell out of me. She really does. It's a fantastic thing. Maria, you're the best. I love you. I love you all, the body of Christ, and I'll be talking to you more very soon about this situation. Got something set up. It's all looking good. Don't worry. And yes, that'll be one thing at a time.